Warning, the stories you're about to hear are detailed accounts of shenanigans, pranks, and some mistakes that are meant to replicate the sort of discussions that veterans have when they reunite over a cold beverage and do not depict the professional daily actions of the military at large. We hope to make you laugh, but not to disrespect our proud men and women in uniform. Listener discretion is advised. Camo Comedy, where we take a humorous look at the lighter side of military service. We got a big show for you today, but before we jump into it, if you like what we're doing here, give us a subscribe, give us a follow, whatever they call it on your podcasting platform. And while you're at it, give us a 5-star rating, write us a review, as that makes us more relevant in the algorithm and boosts the overall visibility of the show. But word of mouth advertising is just oh so powerful. So if you tell some friends, I will love you forever. Okay, let's jump into the show.
I am your host, Aaron Wolf. Just as a friendly reminder to everybody in the audience, make sure you give the notification bell a nice little tap. Just give it a nice tap so you don't miss a show. Joining me today is the man who taught me that farts are nothing more than the ghosts of your food coming back to haunt you, call sign Cheeks.
Spread cheeks, not hate.
Fucking A, man.
Oh my God. That was
Are you
good.
Laughing at your own advice?
No, that was, yeah.
We got a great show today. So, all right, man. So check out my first story. This is an Air Force story. It took place several years ago. And so you had a bunch of Air Force guys that are out on a flight line, right? And they had just conducted a flight level exercise, okay? Basically what that is they're going to test, you know, flight line security. They're going to run through a scenario and you're going to make sure everybody's reacting the way they should be reacting. And then afterward, the supervisor is going to bring everybody together and go through critiques. What did people do well? Where do you need to improve? Things like that, right? They completed this training. And let me set the table here. When they ran through this scenario, you have one patrol vehicle that was parked alongside some of the aircraft, and you have another one that was about 40 foot behind it and at an angle, right? So they're saying, you know what? Let's do our critique away from the aircraft because one of their main goals is to make sure the aircraft stays safe and intact and all that. So they're just like, we're not going to take a risk of anything slipping out of gear and we're just going to move over to the empty side of the ramp. A lot safer, right? So right about that time, one of the younger airmen says, got it, boss. And he just runs right back to his patrol vehicle, jumps in, jams it into gear and smashes the gas.
Oh, no.
The gear he put it in was reverse.
Oh.
And he goes right back and smashes into his supervisor's vehicle, right?
No. Oh, no.
His supervisor was pissed. Like,
yeah.
There are honest mistakes that happen, but my God, dude, he was so pissed. He threw down his rifle and was like,
oh,
what the fuck was that? What the fuck? We're trying to be safe over here. You got to pay attention. You have to pay attention.
It's not like it was 4 feet behind him. It was 40.
40. 40. So this guy had a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
This young guy had a lot of enthusiasm, but he didn't have attention to detail.
No.
Which, especially in the Air Force, you need to have attention to detail, right? And the other thing that we should note here is this completely derails all of the training, because right now there's more important things that you have to worry about. You've got, you know, damage reports and all these kinds of things that you have to do. Did they disable the vehicle? There's all these kinds of things. And it is not common for supervisors in the military to get so pissed that they throw down their weapon.
Right.
That was completely out of character for the supervisor. But it was just like, what the fuck? I give the most basic instructions in the world.
And
this is a
it.
Simple thing. And we are putting safety first, safety minded. And just 2 seconds, boom, you can just derail everything.
At least it wasn't a jet.
Yes, you can say a lot of things. At least it wasn't a jet.
We focus on the positive here at Camo Comedy.
You're focusing on all of the negatives. Yeah, good point, man. You're focusing on the negatives here. But I think the center of the bullseye in that situation would just politely pull over to the empty side of this flight line and park and then get out and do your critique.
And not total your flight chief's truck.
But you know what? Some of these mistakes are funny. So.
They are.
And who amongst us has not pulled a boner like that?
A boner? That's okay. All right.
Look it up.
Okay.
Look it up.
Oh, man.
Oh, fucking A.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it. So the next one we got is actually a story that is of my late grandfather. I told one previously of my Vietnam era grandfather. This nice. One is my World War II grandfather.
Okay.
Well, he was in the Navy.
Okay.
And he would sail all over the place, and their ship would get hit a whole bunch with with all kinds of like kamikazes and torpedoes and stuff. So
respect.
Yeah. So they would always have to come back to port.
Okay.
And when they'd come back to port, it'd take a few days to fix the ship, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, we're gonna put this bolt in here and it's fine. Like,
right.
They were fucked up.
A little duct tape on it and you'll be good to go.
Some
man.
Flex Seal. So he's a huge Notre Dame fan.
Right.
Okay. And at this particular time, he wanted to go to the Notre Dame game.
That's hard to say.
Notre Dame game. The Notre Dame game, and it was in Los Angeles.
All right.
So they come back to port, and he goes to L.A.
Yeah, man.
And he's like, I'll just scalp some tickets. It's fine. Well, everybody wanted to see this game, so it was packed. Nobody was scalping tickets because everybody who had the tickets wanted to go to the game.
I imagine the whole thing's fucking sold out, too.
Yeah, exactly. So he's trying to figure out a way to get into this game, and he can't.
Right.
And he's a very clever individual.
Okay.
And he'd get himself into trouble sometimes.
I like clever people.
Yeah. Well, at this point, he sees an ambulance pull up.
Okay.
And these medics hop out, and they are carrying a stretcher. Well, he just says, well, fuck it. Runs over, grabs a corner of the stretcher, walks right through the front door, and as soon as he gets through the front door, just lets go of the stretcher.
Breaks away?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, well, I'm in. All right.
So he got to watch the game.
He got to go in and watch the game.
All right, man. I mean, hey. You know, you got to think outside the box sometimes.
He was not a medic.
Yeah, he's just a Navy guy on some leave.
That's right.
And he wanted to see a football
game. That's right. Hey, he made it happen.
I got to say, though, if you're in the war at that time in World War II, we got to say you deserve to see the game.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, all right, man, I like that story, but check out this next story. So let me set the table here real quick and review what the Ranger ball is. Essentially, it is Ranger prom. In the military, there's all kind of different balls. The military has balls, you know what I mean?
I've got big balls. You've got big balls.
Good
but
reference.
We've got the biggest balls of them all.
I think you missed your calling in life.
I did, man.
So
let's start a AC/DC tribute band.
I wouldn't be good at that.
Yeah, you're right.
So the Rangers have a ball just like, you know, you have Army ball, there's Air Force ball, there, a lot of different formals.
A lot of
right?
balls.
This is essentially like the prom for the military, right? People think the movie Forrest Gump is a bit of an exaggeration. Like, how could somebody that's not the brightest guy in the world be so successful in the military? Well, I like to look at the military as the great equalizer. You know, like, you can come from any different background, any type of diversity, and you have a good opportunity of being a success.
Sure.
Right? It's just, it kind of depends on, you know, what your situation is. Well, this guy, we're going to call him Beaky, right?
Beaky?
Yeah.
All right. I dig it.
So Beaky was insanely athletic, but he was also not the brightest guy. And that is an understatement, right? Like they said he could knock out like 25 one-arm push-ups and then do the other side 25 and then just completely max out the push-ups on the physical fitness test for the Army. And like, it was nothing. He would do it in under a minute.
Yeah.
Like, this guy was jacked.
I like running.
Yeah. But he was always out of breath. For some reason,
like,
he just walk around. It just seems like he was always trying to catch his breath. But like
he just walked up four flights of stairs.
Yeah, he was like an insane athlete, right?
Yeah.
So they were getting ready for this Ranger ball, right? You know, these guys are in a room. They're talking about like, hey, Beaky, who are you taking to the Ranger ball? And he had a voice. He was like, nobody, Sergeant.
Yes, he's got a voice.
So they're like, what? Nobody. Like, and by the way, like, he was an attractive guy.
Okay.
You know, all, you know, intelligence aside and any kind of limitations there.
He looked good until he opened his mouth.
Yeah. He's always out of breath, right? So they kind of have to ask, like, hey, you know, well, it's a lot of fun, you know, like, why wouldn't you want to take anybody? He's like, I know what happens in those kinds of settings. They're like, okay, I mean, it's a lot of fun. Like, you don't want to have fun with your Ranger buddies? No. People get pregnant, and I have too much respect for women to do that to their butt.
Wait.
Yes.
To their butt?
Yeah, that was their reaction, right? So they're like, okay, we've got to drill down a little bit here. And they're like, hey, Beaky, Where do you think babies come from?
Their butt, of course.
Stop it. How old was this guy?
This guy was like 25 or 26 years old at the time, right? And so it is clear that somebody had really failed this poor man because he legitimately thought that babies came out of women's butts.
Butt babies?
And yes. You could be a butt baby. And they started teasing him a little bit. They're like, well, hey, Beaky, you know, you could be a butt baby.
Oh, no. Did he believe it? I assume he had to have believed it.
He might have believed it, but it didn't matter because he was stuck in his ways.
Just pooping out babies.
It was also said, he's like, of course they do. Where else could they come from? So this guy was a legit badass. Like, he was very athletic. Like, so when I heard this story, I couldn't help but be drawn back to like Forrest Gump and be like, okay, like sometimes like maybe it's not necessarily like the book smarts that gets people through, but like he had it where it counts.
Beaky the butt baby.
Beaky the butt baby, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love that story. That's just so unique.
Yeah.
You couldn't make that up, you know?
We've just perpetuated
butt babies.
A movement in the military where people are going to convince their soldiers, airmen, the sailors, the Marines, the Coasties, everybody is going to convince the one idiot that they are a butt baby.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fucking A, man.
So our next story is going to be another Vietnam story.
Hell yeah, man.
I love these Vietnam guys. I love their stories. They're badasses. Welcome home, gentlemen.
Yeah, and thank you for your service.
Well, this guy particular, all right, we're going to call him Murph.
Okay.
All right, the reason we're going to call him Murph, he requested this name, this call sign on the show because...
What's up, Murph?
Murph. He's got this really long last name.
Okay.
Right, and everybody knows that guy in the military where it's like 15 consonants and then a Y for a vowel.
Yeah.
Right, something crazy like that. I think we call him Alphabet or something.
Just save time and be like, all right, whatever. Like, just call me by the first syllable.
All right. Okay. So they called him Murph. This guy even has a military citation that says first name, parentheses, Murph, last name.
Not even going to try.
Yeah. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're in Vietnam. It's not Christmas Eve. It's New Year's Eve, right? And they're celebrating. They're like, hey, we're passing out champagne. They're handing out bottles to everybody. Murph grabs one of these bottles. He's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as he gets the bottle in his hand, incoming.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And they're not short rounds. The way he described his base is they would catch short rounds every once in a while where they'd be trying to hit another base or something like that, and they'd overshoot theirs or undershoot their base. Well,
this is a real attack.
A real attack,
base.
Yeah. So it's like, no shit, hit the fan, like, go get your gear on, let's go. Yeah. And they're in civilian clothes, too.
Of course.
Because they're partying.
Yeah, they're trying to celebrate New Year's Eve.
Yeah. So Murph's in his civvies, got a champagne bottle, and he's like, incoming. Oh, God damn, man, come on.
Yeah.
So they wait for it to settle for a second. You know, they sprint back to their hooch.
Yeah.
Grabs his M16, loads it up, puts the mag in, racks around, and then they get the all clear.
Okay.
Like, oh, okay, cool. Well, now we can go party.
All right.
Murph sent us this picture.
Okay.
And he's still got the champagne bottle in his hand. He never set it down.
So the whole time that they're taking incoming, they're getting pinned down, and he's scrambling back to his hooch to get, you know, geared up, ready for war.
Yeah.
He's carrying his champagne bottle. Oh, you got the picture.
I got the picture right here. Check that out.
Fuck yeah. He's got a cigarette.
He does. He's got the champagne bottle and a cigarette in one hand.
Fuck,
and he's holding the M16 in his elbow pit right there at the other. And he's wearing his flannel.
Yeah.
He's got his glasses on, full head of hair. He didn't have as much hair when we talked to him, but it's a good head of hair here.
All American badass.
Yeah.
I love it.
I just picture him like low crawling on the wooden deck of something with a champagne bottle instead of an M16 trying to get back to his hooch.
Yeah. Well, it goes to show you, though, that a lot of those guys, they didn't get a whole lot of amenities.
Yeah.
And so, like, the second that you got a little bit of sugar, you're holding on to that sucker.
This is mine.
It's like, I don't care who's attacking the base. I don't care what's going on. This is my shit right
here. Yeah. His roommate's like, what are we going to do now? We're going to drink this champagne. That's what we're going to do.
Fuck yeah, man. I love that.
Too funny.
You got to say it.
Yes.
Hey,
thanks for checking out the Camo Comedy Show podcast. If you like what we're doing here and you want to participate in this community, there are many different ways that you can contribute. First and foremost, tell somebody about the show. Word of mouth advertising is very powerful, and we really appreciate you for helping us out. If you have any funny military stories of your own or know somebody who does, with their permission, of course, you can contribute those stories via email at stories@camocomedy.com. That's stories, S-T-O-R-I-E-S, at C-A-M-M-O-C-O-M-E-D-Y.com. Or if you're not too good at the internets, drop us a voicemail at area code 531-222-6146. That's area code 531-222-6146. That's right. We're giving away our phone number. We want funny military stories from all eras. So if you're not from a generation that's heavily online, we don't want there to be a barrier for participation. We have a lot of big plans for this show and building this community to support veterans. We will announce here soon, so stay tuned. All right, I'm going to go have a nice spicy bowl of chili. Later.
Sound about as graceful as a humpback whale right now.
Go fuck yourself. I got no comeback from that. So
you're breathing.
Why are you critiquing my breathing?
Go on. I'm fucking up the show
Don't fuck up the show. We did such a great intro. We have to keep that.
Yes.
All right. So they conduct some flight level training. Are you all right?
Yeah, I was just looking at one of my lines that I came up with.
All right. Are you going to be okay?
No.
Let's keep it going. Let's get through this one. So